This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rockaholics, we have a lot of random talents on the show, and then we're also very talentless in some areas, and whistling is something that has come up recently, and we've just been trying to figure out who is a good whistler, who could use a little bit of help in the whistling department.
We're all getting a little bit of full of ourselves and thinking that we're better whistlers, and everyone knows that yours truly is the best whistler on the show.
Oh, really?
Yes!
Well, it's about time that we found a professional that can actually give us a hand in this arena.
Okay. It's been like Whistle Week on the Rock.
His name is Sam Knowlton. He is a professional whistler and vocalist, and he joins us now from NYC. Hello, Sam.
Hi, thanks for having me. This is amazing.
Sam, I love on your website you say I'm a professional whistler. Yes, that's a real thing. How often do you have to explain to people that yes, this is a real thing, and how is it a real thing?
Usually I have to explain that because I always tell people like what if you just discover that you are the best in the world at tying your shoes? Who cares, right? That's not a real job. Well, apparently it is. People want to pay you money for it. So great. I'll happily accept your money. Thank you.
Tell us about your whistling gigs. What does a whistling gig entail?
My goodness. I just went to India for a fashion brand who was opening a store there, and they wanted to have a whistler for a party.
Is that awkward for you to show up and then you're the entertainment for the party? Like, what if people don't like whistling?
I mean, that's not unusual.
Yeah, you're going to have to pay me up front just in case it gets weird here.
Yeah. It is. It's quite funny, especially at higher end things where people are kind of used to controlling their situation. They see something like that and they're like, oh, I didn't know that was coming from you. I thought that was a recording. And it's a very polite way of saying, okay, I have no idea what this is. I don't know who decided this was a smart thing to do here. But
this might be a dumb question then. I find myself whistling both by blowing out and sucking in. Is there a better way to do it?
I do both.
Okay.
It's amazing because you can keep a phrase going for a very long time because you don't have to breathe if you're breathing out and in the whole time. So yeah, the tip there is to make the inward breathing sound exactly the same as the outward breathing, because it can get a little breathy on outward would be, and inward could be, right? Like you could hear how breathy that is, but you don't want it to be. So you want it to be more of a.
Can't even hear you. That's weird. Like when you whistled, we couldn't hear it in our headphones.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So it's probably got compression on it or something like that. And then I'll have to.
Oh, that's weird. I was like, are you effing with us right now? You don't know how to whistle.
Okay.
Because like you just whistled, but we didn't hear it. I was like, he's messing with us. This guy does not know how to whistle.
Gotcha. So this is on a Zoom, which means that it's probably got compression in Zoom.
Oh, crazy.
So it's taking out the high frequencies.
Okay, I have a question for you, because the reason why we've been obsessed with whistling this entire week is that we started this argument about who's a better whistler. Do you remember the song Winds of Change by the Scorpions?
Probably. How does it go?
Okay, it's like the most... We were arguing and thinking that this is the most iconic whistling rock song, this one right here.
Yeah. That's certainly one of them.
Yeah. So I was able to get him. He's going to join us tomorrow morning on the show, and he's going to judge who on our show is the better whistler performing his song Wind of Change.
I love that so much.
So we're a little nervous.
We're stressed.
So, yeah.
Okay, so we got to coach you up here then, huh?
Well, we want to see. Maybe you could give us some. I figured we could whistle for you, and you could tell us which one needs the most help or which one you think is a shoo-in to win this competition.
I love it. Okay. I love it.
Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
It's hard, man.
Okay.
It's the compression. Right. It's the compression, I promise.
I blame the compression.
And you were doing the in and the out.
Yeah, I'm sucking in and blowing out, baby.
Okay, I don't know if I know how to do it. I don't know if I can go both ways.
Oh, you know. I'm not here to shame you for it.
Okay, here we go. How'd we do?
Both very good. Both very good. I mean, number two, maybe? Number one, number two.
Oh.
Number two. Let's say number
Son
two.
Of us.
Just because there's a little bit more accuracy in the pitches, and it's a little less breathy.
I'm a little more jazzy with my whistling.
Yeah, well, of course, there's a little more feeling in number one, but a little more accuracy in number two.
Yeah, now, I'm like Kurt Cobain of whistling.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, we have a Pacific Northwest vibe on one of them, and a more, you know, Berkeley Boston Jazz School on the second. But
since we have limited time left to train, do you have any tips for us when we go home tonight and practice before we perform for Klaus Mine of the Scorpions?
Call in
tomorrow.
Sick tomorrow, guys. Call in sick.
Yeah, I would just work on the breathiness, I think, is the number one thing people notice right away.
Sam Knowlton, professional whistler and vocalist, thanks for joining the Daily Migs Show and giving us a little, you know, peek behind the curtain of the wild world of whistling.
It's intense. Thanks so much for having me.
And people can find you on social media at Sam Knowlton, NULTON, or samknowlton.com as well.
Absolutely. That'd be amazing.
Thanks, right, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
Yeah, what a cool idea. Thanks for finding me.
Yeah, hell yeah. Thank you for being a part of this.
We'll see ya.
All right, so I found on his website, he did a commercial for Toys R Us where his whistling was featured. Back in the day, there was a store called Toys R Us. Okay, I think we got the hint.
That's very crisp whistling.
Yeah, unlike ours, which are like the drizzling crisps.
Do you think we have any? Do we have any potential at all?
Zero. 0.0.
Well, best wishes to us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.